the lady who likes to shush people.
Shh.
Laura England Biggs, King Memorial Library.
Shush, Chris.
Yeah, see, I knew she'd shush me right away. A brand new area to shush people in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bigger library with lots of distinct spaces for age groups. And over 2,140 people have been in to visit us in 9 days.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
That's like 230-some a day.
Oh, that's got to be crazy. And a lot of people are just wowing when they come in, I might imagine.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Our biggest day we had was actually this Monday was 360 visitors.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Wow, indeed. And really, the responses we've been getting are, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you're back. I can't believe this is amazing. Wow, it was worth the wait, all that.
Yeah, yeah. Is there one thing in particular where people point to and say, what? Wow, that's amazing. I really like that.
I think the biggest feature that I've heard about is the chandelier. It's in the main entrance now. And a lot of people don't realize it's there. So when we tell them, hey, when you go out, stop and look up. Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's gorgeous. Did you have that before? Why, yes.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the little details.
But, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so it's not really, well, is it business as usual or is it?
It's
a little different, I'll bet.
It's a little different. We have a circulation desk, a checkout desk on the second floor now. So people who go upstairs for the adult collections, the grown-up materials.
Uh-huh.
Can check out up there and not have to stop at the first floor desk. If they're in a hurry, they just head on out.
I like it.
Yeah. And there's someone up there to help them find things since it is all new.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'll bet you're happy to have everything back into one place. I mean, you have some things
wonderful.
That are actually going on today and here in the very near future, right?
Yes. I was just telling them out in the waiting area. We had our first Ready for Kindergarten Storytime Tuesday. 31 people showed up. They're used to 20.
Oh, good.
So that was amazing.
We have
Lego Club today at 4 o'clock. That's for kids of all ages. Kids under 11 do need to be supervised.
Okay.
But come build to your heart's content. We supply the Legos. You supply the imagination. That's our tagline.
That's fun.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And then story time Friday at 10 a.m.
Okay. Okay.
All your programs pretty much getting back to normal?
Yes.
Good.
And we're looking to restart our book club in April.
Nice.
So in March, we'll be announcing a little more information about it. We're going to do something a little different. Instead of everyone read the same book and discuss, it's going to be come talk about your favorite books. We might do a theme like cookbooks or travel, but we're going to keep trying something a little different to see if we can keep people interested in coming.
Mm-hmm.
The read one book model didn't work for us very well.
Mm. Okay. So along with this, there is an official ribbon cutting.
There is. That's scheduled for Tuesday, February 6th at 9 a.m. Thank you to the Chamber for putting all the ribbons and scissors in their bags and coming up to see us.
Yeah, that'll be a great day.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that'll be good.
And the friends of the library are putting together some goodies for us.
Oh, nice.
We'll have some sugar and some coffee.
And that'll be a 9 o'clock start in the morning?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal. Well, we're looking forward to it and encourage people to get back to the library, the brand new library.
Yes.
Go through the hours now because at the librarium, we had a little bit different situation.
Oh, it's the same hours, actually.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And Saturday, 9:30 to 1:30.
Okay. Good deal.
And eventually, we're still looking for some library aides, 30-hour position with benefits and flexible hours. We're looking for an evening and a weekend every other weekend. Library aides help us putting books away, putting materials away, checking things out. A little bit of computer help, simple stuff like how do I get logged in.
Oh, sure.
Looking for three of those.
Okay.
Once we get them hired, we might be able to put Sundays back in the mix.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, Laura.
As always, thanks for having me.